Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine Part 2 for this February 21st, 2023. It is 10:33 on the clock, and you have your host, James, and I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Are you feeling a little older today?
Yeah, a little bit. Yes, I am.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate that, and appreciate you joining us today. And we put our serious hats on so
yes,
we can talk
indeed.
About good, important stuff that the United Way is up to. But there's so much going on over there, I didn't know where you might want to start.
Yeah, there is a ton going on right now. So we really, looking kind of at some things that have already happened, recently, yeah. Ben from our team was at the River Kings. So that was really fun, was there to help kick off one of those games. And his son got to do the little puck drop. So that was cool. Helps build awareness, just maybe in some audiences that we don't normally connect with. So that was really good. We also hosted last week on Wednesday, the Finance and Investment Challenge Bowl. And so this is a event that falls in our financial stability area and really around high school teams competing on what they know, how much they know about mm-hmm. finances. So it was really awesome. We hosted at Mid-State Technical College. It is in partnership with a company called Asset Builders, and they host these events all around the state. But there has to be a local champion, right, to do the kind of on the ground work and make things happen. And so we actually had 24 teams from local high schools who participated. And that's really awesome. It's a bracketed tournament, and kids are learning a lot while they're, while they have lunch. They hear a little bit from Mid-State Technical College, and what's available there. But then also, I think it's done differently in each school. We had seven different districts represented in those 24 teams. And, how you get to be one of the four people on a team, mm-hmm. I think it is handled a little bit differently at each school. But, so there's a little bit of lead up into it, and it's just really exciting. So our top two teams, so the champion and the first runner-up, who was Spash and then Amherst, the team from each of those schools gets to advance to the state tournament in May.
Cool.
So yeah, wow, it's a neat opportunity for kids. And the thing that's really awesome too is it brings together a lot of the local financial institutions because they helped sponsor the event. Mm-hmm. And in addition to sponsoring, they also provide volunteers to help out with the competition because there's a judge in each room. There's someone reading the questions. It's a really neat showing for these kids. So that was something awesome that happened last week. And then, kind of things that are just going on right now, we have our Cabin Fever Challenge. Mm-hmm. And this is for the month of February, and there's still February left, you were holding out to do something snow related, well, you're going to get an opportunity.
You're going to get that chance.
So Cabin Fever Challenge is a bingo style card challenge, I guess, out to the community, designed probably mostly for kids and their caregiver. So, it's a family kind of oriented event. And we really just ask for individuals or families to come up, do five different activities, right? So you create a bingo on your card, and then you mm-hmm. submit that back to us at United Way. So these could be, we use the headings instead of bingo, we use cabin, C-A-B-I-N. Mm-hmm. And so like C is community. So doing something in the community so you can look at our list, and we have got a really extensive long list on our website.
Yeah.
You can look at our list and select something, or you can just do something, right? It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be our idea. Your idea is great. Mm-hmm. Engage your kids or grandkids and say, what idea do you have around N is try something new. So maybe they have an idea. Maybe you, cook something together or bake something together. Or I would find this a little bit hard to believe, but maybe if they're little, they've never made a snowman. So mm-hmm. maybe you make a snowman this week, or something like that. But it's just the idea of being active, being engaged, and spending time with your family in whatever way that's meaningful to you, right? So for some people, active might be the Birkebeiner.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
for others, yeah, it might be going out to get the mail. whatever it means, it's just the idea of intentionally engaging. Yeah. And then we've got some really cool gift baskets. So we'll just draw, do a drawing from those that were submitted. There's an opportunity for a classroom pizza party. Mm. So encouraging teachers to get their, you know, their students and families involved. So this is something that I believe this is the fourth year that we've offered the Cabin Fever Challenge. Yeah. Was 1 year before right before COVID. So this might be the third. Because we that COVID starting in March throws me off, right?
I hear you, yes.
So, so we did it that year, 2020. And then we also did it in 21, 22. Mm. Oh, so 23. Yeah. 4 years.
Okay, it is 4 years.
Okay, see? Not losing it after all.
You were right. You were right.
So it's just, again, a good way to get people engaged. So that is happening now.
With something like that, look, the United Way, the gift baskets and all that, the sponsors and the people that put those together do such great jobs. And those are, I don't want to make light of those at all. But so much of this to people listening, maybe if you haven't started up the Cabin Fever Challenge, you're like, oh, there's only like 6 or 7 days left. It's nice to fill out the bracket. It's nice to get the bingo and everything. It's so much more about doing stuff with your family, doing stuff with the kids. And honestly, a kind of built-in excuse to do those things.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys, we got to do the bingo. We got to, you know, do this. And kids, whether they realize it or not, want these things too. Every day, whether we like it or not, our kids are getting closer and closer to adulthood and getting out of the house. And while some of us, some people out there may be really excited about
well,
that.
Well, we say that, we but, say you know, it, but then the you
moment,
get there.
Yeah, the moment they're out, you're like, no, I didn't want that. Wait, this happened way too fast. I was just changing their diaper. I was. These are opportunities. These are memories that you're building. And is there anybody out there that can have too many memories? Oh, you know what? I got too many memories. I don't need any more.
I've done too much fun stuff, right? So, yeah, I think it's just it's win-win, right?
Yes.
It's awesome. So, and again, we have a huge list on our website of ideas if you need them. Because sometimes you just sit there and go, not really sure what we would do.
Yeah.
So other things that are happening right now, we have My Free Taxes. So My Free Taxes is an opportunity to file your taxes free or at very low cost, depending upon how much income that you had and depending upon what level of tax preparation you need, right? Mm-hmm. So if it's basic, you got a couple of W-2s and you can you can do it all from your you can do it from your computer, but really even cooler, you can do it from your phone. Yeah. So it is completely mobile friendly. So if you'd like access to that free tax opportunity, you can visit our website at uwswac.org. It's a partnership that was leveraged between United Way Worldwide and the tax preparation company happens to be Tax Slayer right now. Sometimes it changes, sometimes it doesn't. But I know that it is user friendly. It's pretty easy, and if you do end up having a cost, it's low. But for the most part, it is a free service. Yeah. And so you know, something that we want to offer to members of our community, especially when we think about Alice families and families who fall in an income threshold that they're doing fine, but you know, why take $200 out of your budget to have tax preparation done when you can actually have it done for free through this community service?
You know, as one of those people who falls into that category, I've been using My Free Taxes for the last three tax seasons, I believe, and I went into it in part because every penny counts for people like myself. As you mentioned, the Alice groups
Absolutely.
And stuff. And it shows the insightfulness of the United Way, that it's not just about the big topics and the big things. It's that gray area stuff that can, you know, lead into our, well, we had to get less groceries this month because we had to pay for our taxes.
Yeah, because it has to come from somewhere, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Things like this go so much farther than I think people who don't have to do this stuff realize. But it is huge for a lot of us. And it goes a long ways. And for the record, this is one of those things where it's so basic. It really, I mean, I can do it if I can do this. And it's been about 4 years that I've done this. And so far, the IRS, not coming after me. Seem okay. Seems like it's all right.
I have heard they're shorthanded, but
That's true. No, that's
just teasing.
They could not make this easier for you. Everything on your W or on your taxes, when you get them, it's labeled, it's numbered. It's basically just, you know, number to number. It's putting this into this, putting the information. I think one of the bigger things you have to do is take a photocopy
and then
of
put
it.
A picture in. Yeah,
that's it. That's the big deal. That's the heavy lifting you've got to do with something like this.
Yeah, so it is. It's a great opportunity. You know, if it matches your needs and if it will help you, you know, help you save some money, then hey, we're all for that. Other things that we have going on with United Way right now. This is also application time. Mm. So partner programs in the community, agencies in the community who are interested in having a partner program funded by United Way, they have the calendar month of February is the application time frame. So the deadline is next Tuesday, the 28th at 4 p.m. to have an application submitted. And again, this is not for individuals who might need assistance. This is for programs. So just one example, we help to fund 29 programs in the community. Just one example would be the Boys and Girls Club, right? Mm-hmm. So if the Boys and Girls Club is looking for program funding for United Way to help support their efforts in what they are doing, they have to fill out the application and get that into us by February 28th. So they know that, right? That's a good reminder to our existing partners, mm-hmm. but there could be future partners out there who are listening. Or sometimes we fund a program at an agency and they have another program that might fit into the fold of United Way funding. So one agency could have multiple programs mm-hmm. that get funded. The one thing that we don't do is we don't just fund an agency. Like mm-hmm. we don't just say, okay, ABC, yeah. you need $40,000. Okay, here you go. Use it as you best see. We instead say, well, what is the program? Mm-hmm. You know, tell us what program. Tell us where it fits in the agenda for change of United Way. So then they might say, well, it fits in health. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then they have to tell us, so what strategy area, but then what are the outcomes? Mm-hmm. What will they measure to show that they're helping to move the needle on the health of the community? So there is some accountability to it. And then partner programs, if they get funding, they report back to us quarterly. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's the accountability piece, but it's also where we can celebrate a lot of successes, which is really fun. And also maybe identify some challenges, because sometimes we can help solve those challenges, or we can partner an agency up with another agency who had a similar challenge, or, you know, there's just a whole variety of things that small quarterly report can do to help a program really be successful in the community. So applications are due at the end of the month, and then we actually have a panel of volunteers that they read all of the applications, mm-hmm. they form questions that they might have from that application. They have an opportunity to go visit the program in person. And then in April, at the end of April, those programs that have met the requirements to that point are invited to come and do a face-to-face presentation. So they come and talk to those volunteers about, you know, why they should be funded, what is the impact, again, those things that I talked about, what is the impact they're making in the community, and then how does it tie back to the United Way goal for the community. Then they make funding recommendations to our board. So it's a involved process. It's very thoughtful and deliberate, and, you know, I think, and it has to be, right? Like, we only raise so much money in the fall campaign, and we need to make sure that the dollars are going where they're greatest needed in the community.
I could see some people maybe hearing that and thinking, well, my program's not big enough, or I don't know if I'm the type of program they're talking about. Are there examples? You mentioned the Boys and Girls Club, things like that.
So, and to that point, when you talk about size of program, so we fund programs anywhere from $60,000 a year all the way down to, I think our lowest one is $750 a year.
Cool.
So, I mean, there's a huge, huge wide variety. Yeah. So some of the other programs, so we have in our education area, we have a program through Child Caring, which is for provider recruitment and retention. And that's really about making sure that the child care providers in the community have what they need to be able to be successful and hopefully not close, right? Mm-hmm. Stay open and make sure that we have childcare opportunities. So that is one in the youth success area of education. We have Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Boys and Girls Club. We have an after-school program down in Adams Friendship. In our financial stability area, again, Child Caring has another program. So that's two programs, one agency, and that is a scholarship aid program for families receiving child care. In the health area, we have the YMCA, we have Career Closet, we have several senior citizen clubs, local clubs. We have Association for All Handicapped Citizens, Park Place, Faith in Action, which serves Adams County. They have two programs. We also have the YMCA in Adams County. And then we have Safety Net Service, so then food and shelter. So kind of the usual that you would think of. Of course, when we think food, we think Focus. Mm-hmm. We have three programs at Focus that we help to fund, the pantry, the community meal, and then also the backpack program. We have the backpack program in Nacoosa. And then we have in shelter, we have the Family Center for their shelter program, and then North Central Community Action for eviction prevention and rental assistance. And then there is a similar program to that serves Adams County. So we have the Adams County Food Pantry, and then we also have the Adams County Rental Assistance Program as well.
We're speaking with CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. We are going to take a very quick commercial break, come back, and have some more conversation with Terry and our friends at the United Way here at Morning Magazine on WFHR. Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at WFHR for this February 21st. Terry Johns and James here with you. Terry, of course, you're CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. One of the events coming up with the United Way is Power of the Purse. Wanted to start there.
Coming soon.
Yeah.
Very exciting. So Tuesday, March 14th is Power of the Purse. And this is a event for, well, it's geared at ladies. I mean, I can't say we've ever, well, we've never had a guy show up. So I'm not saying we would turn him away.
Sure.
But that's, I'm just saying who it's geared for.
Sure.
The idea is it is a handbag silent auction fundraiser. It takes place at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 until 7:30 on, again, Tuesday, March 14th. The posters, if you see them around, it says hors d'oeuvres. It's kind of a lie. It's a pasta bar. So, I mean, like you get some good, robust food.
Yes.
if you so choose. And the ticket price is $25 in advance, $30 at the door. And that what that gets you is, again, entry, gets you food, a lot of great socializing, networking. It gets you access to 26 really awesome purses.
Mm-hmm.
And those are being, it is a silent auction. So you walk around and, you know, place your bids on these items. And then we also will have four purses that will be available online in advance of the event.
Mm.
So this will be online auction for the week prior. Oh, not quite a week. Maybe like the Friday prior.
Yeah.
But you know, for a few days, a good handful of days prior, mm-hmm. that will go live. And then maybe if you can't make the event, you could bid that way. And then that bidding will close the same as the live event. So that'll everything closes at 7 o'clock mm-hmm. on Tuesday. And then we, you know, award those purses. Other things that are really cool that happen that night is you get an opportunity to there is no, I guess one thing, because this sometimes comes up, people want to know, there is like no program, right? So we're not up there until the end when we're like, okay, you know, this purse was number, you know, bidder number 17, and then that person, you know, we do that kind of thing. But you have an opportunity to learn more about Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, and this is where the majority of the funding from Power of the Purse goes. This is a program where children from birth to age 5 receive a free book in the mail every month, thanks to Women United. And Women United mm-hmm. is who is hosting this Power of the Purse event. So as long as the child resides in Southwood County, so the zip codes of Rudolph, Vesper, Port Edwards, Nakusa, or either Wisconsin Rapids zip code, if the child resides there, they are eligible for this program. We have plenty of openings. So if you know a child that's between birth and age 5, and I will say if they're getting really close to 5, it takes almost 3 months to get somebody going on, they sign up, and by the time the Dollywood Foundation pulls it. So if they've gotten to be like 4 3/4, we probably can't get them in. But if they're less than 4.5,
mm-hmm.
I would really encourage you to get those children signed up. They are fabulous books, and they're all different, right? So you could, in theory, have a 60-book collection.
Yeah.
By the time that the child turns 5. And again, Women United's focus is literacy. I mean, it is early grade learning, literacy, making sure that kids are proficient. And a really big way is making sure that they have books. So when you come to Power of the Purse, you can learn about Imagination Library. There's always a display and information about that. You can learn about potential membership in Women United, and then also our reading mentor program. So we have reading mentors currently at Humpke in Nakusa, Port Edwards, and then at Washington. Oh, we actually have a couple of mentors out at Grant. So we have one more school than that. So Washington, Grant, Meade, and Grove. So, you know, we have mentors that are going in and working with kids. And this is really what Power of the Purse is funding.
Mm-hmm.
So at the event, you can learn about those things. Bullseye always does a fun signature drink for us. So,
nice.
And then they donate a dollar back of that, you know, to, so last
that's
year
cool.
we made almost $100 just on that,
wow.
you know, so that's awesome.
Shout
and then we
Bullseye.
Have, yeah. And then we have some raffles. So, you know, if you're kind of like, well, I don't know if I really want to go buy a purse,
mm-hmm.
But come with your friends anyway, because it's fun and it's a great, I mean, the venue couldn't be better. The
yeah.
view couldn't be better.
Mm-hmm.
And the food is fabulous. And if you are not interested in necessarily bidding on a purse, we have some raffles. So we have a raffle that's going on now for people who maybe can't attend the event that you don't need to be present for. And then the day of, you can buy raffle tickets, and we've got 3 different options. You can drop the tickets in whichever thing that you think you want to win. So it's a awesome event. I can't say enough about it, and I can't say enough about our sponsors. Like, you know, that's how this happens, right? Local businesses sponsor a purse. You know, we buy and gather up all the purses and then make this event happen.
When we first started talking and you co-hosting with us and everything on the morning show, one of the earlier things I remember, it was right around this time of year, I want to say, because this was coming up, and talking about the Imagination Library and the idea of that, as somebody who came from not having like more than three or four books growing up and rereading them and everything, and then looking at you know, all the different schools I was in and the trouble I still to this day have with reading, you can't help but think, well, I look at my sister, and she had more books, and Jillian loves reading, and she's really, really good at it. Well, it doesn't take a lot of work to realize, well, that probably helped her with that.
Sure.
And it goes so much farther for these kids. And there's not a child, like, hopefully most people out there listening, your kids, great readers. They could always be better.
Absolutely.
And even if it's not about them being better at it, they could always use more books. They could always use more options. I mean, kids, like, we all understand how quickly they get bored of things. So, I mean, you know, having more books isn't a bad thing.
And books are pricey.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
yes.
So it's I don't know. It's just a win-win. Like,
yeah.
There's no downside to this program at all. So, but again, the way that we pay for the program is through, you know, through the Women United membership, and then also mainly through Power of the Purse. So we encourage people to join us again March 14th. That's a Tuesday at Bullseye Golf Club. We do sell tickets. We are selling tickets now, so you can mm-hmm. purchase those on our website. You can stop by the United Way office. If you wait till day of, they do go up $5 in price. So you know, if you know you're coming, get them in advance. $25. And again, just encourage people to do this. And you know, if you're listening, guys, buy them for your wife and her.
Yes.
Buy two, one for your wife and her friend. Right?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's just a great time. And really just celebrating youth, celebrating reading, celebrating just, you know, spring.
Right. Yes. Well said. When you're purchasing these purses, whether it's you or you're buying it for somebody else, you can also carry with that, hey, it's not just a really nice purse. You put into the youth of our country here. I mean, that's pretty cool. It's not just that. It is also this that comes with it. And every time you're using that purse, that'll pop in your head or can pop in your head. It's just such a win-win, as you said.
Yeah, it's awesome. And we've got one of the members of our Women United committee. She or the Power of the Purse committee of Women United. She kind of always does our theme. And so she picked an Italian theme this year.
Ah.
So she's got some fun stuff. So
nice.
The decor will be as such. So, you know, that just makes it fun, too.
Yeah. All this, again, is it taking place on March 14th, 5 to 7 over at Bullseye Golf Club. Be sure to mark that on your calendars. Get those tickets early. And a big shout out again to Bullseye Golf Club. Do such a nice job hosting these events. Did you mention the calendar raffle?
No, I
didn't.
Yep.
That real
so
quick.
We also have a calendar raffle that will be coming up in the month of April. We are selling tickets now for that raffle. And if you're not familiar with the calendar raffle, this is where we draw you purchase a ticket, we draw a name every day, every business day of the month of April, and you can win that prize, and it's just that easy. So tickets are $10 each, or three for 20. So for 20 bucks, you get three tickets in the drawing. We're giving away $2,000 cash in the
wow.
month of April, so that's super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get drawn, you know, let's say right away the first day your name gets drawn, and the first day I think it's $200
yeah.
is the first prize.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And so if you get drawn, your ticket goes back in. So your ticket doesn't even stay out. Tickets go back in.
Terry, this is live, okay? You can't take that back. Are you sure you want to do that?
Telling you.
All right.
So if you buy three for 20, you've got three chances in there for every single drawing, right?
How cool
is that? Not if you've been drawn. So it's a really fun opportunity, a way for us to help close a little bit of a gap of, you know, for campaign. We have a potential to make, you know, a few thousand dollars on it. And all of our dates were sponsored. So that $2,000 that we're giving away is not any of the money that we're raising by selling the tickets. So whatever we raise from ticket sales is going right toward all of those programs that we talked about 27 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, I think that that's really important that people
Absolutely.
Know that when you you know, throw in $20 and take a chance on winning, that is all going directly into community programs.
And I'm looking at this and I see all these local businesses, all businesses that I love going to, and this, thank them all for putting into their community the way they do, because this is an investment. When we're talking about Power of the Purse or the calendar raffle, the Cabin Fever Challenge, all this stuff leads back to you investing in your community and putting some time and energy into it, sometimes some finance in behind it. But not everybody can do that, so we do know that everybody can usually volunteer. And do always like to remind everybody as we wrap up the conversation that there are plenty of volunteer opportunities out there for you. You can always call 211 for those.
Absolutely. And connect with Ben at the United Way around volunteerism, and he's happy to work with, you know, you as an individual or a small group, and we really look forward to getting even more volunteers engaged in 2023. Just as a reminder, if you are a partner, if you are an agency in the community who might be looking for funding that aligns with the goals and mission of United Way, those funding applications are due on February 28th. It is an electronic form that you need to access from our website, uwswac.org. And if you're interested in any of the tickets that we were talking about today, Power of the Purse or raffle tickets or calendar raffle, stop by our office at 351 Oak Street here in Wisconsin Rapids.
You can always find out more also by going to uwswac.org. Always good hanging out with you, Terry.
Thanks.
We'll have we'll talk with Terry later this week, and we'll see if we can touch on some more of this stuff.
Sounds great.
We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. From everybody here at WFHR, locally grown radio.